This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
All right, welcome back as we are live here. Congratulations to our first winner, Mike, who took home a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. We're doing that each and every hour in the 3 o'clock hour. All you got to do, we're not trying to get your phone number, none of that. All you got to do is write your name, put it on the, now if you want to put your info, that's fine. But all you got to do is put your name, put it in the raffle box, and you'll have a chance to win a $25 gift card. Also right there, you can enter and be our grand prize winner, $500 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors and beer for a year. Just put your info in there, and you'll get a chance to win once our crawfish circuit is over. And we are now on Stop 8, Clint, which brings us to Big City Wings, Copperfield location. Make your way on out here, 8400 North 6th. Is the address. So come on out here and enjoy yourself. And Highway 6, excuse me. Enjoy yourself, and it'll be a good time out here as always. TVs everywhere, cold drinks, beer.
Cold beer, yeah.
I see my man got a big one right there. And you can come and get these bugs, too. And apparently, man, they've got their, as they call it, their legendary flavor. Three different flavors, Big City style, extra spicy style, and firehouse style. You can get all of that and get all the fixings as well with it. So come on out and get these bugs as Clint is. Clint's going to try to figure something out. He's got a full white shirt on. But the last time you had on a white shirt, you had on J's, and you was able, white J's, you were able to get through it. You had to get in a hunch position. You had to stand up and get in a hunch position.
Did I have on a white shirt?
You did. You had a white shirt and shoes.
I remember the shoes, but I got to figure something out.
You're able to get through that.
I tried to see if I'd pass me an Academy on the way over here. I was gonna slide in there and get me a dark colored shirt,
man.
You know. But
get you one, that would have been easy. Man.
I mean, anytime you get a good excuse to get you a new shirt, man, whatever. Kind of got a good. It's good reason. I'm gonna get me a new one so I don't ruin this one.
You can get one for about $7.
Yeah, I mean, you know, whatever.
Get you a dark one in there about $7. Get you.
But it didn't happen. So I didn't just stumble past an Academy. Now, I could have just put it in the old Google machine, or the navigation.
I'll be honest with you. I'm a little concerned about Shannon and Steve. I don't know if they're gonna make this one. We'll see. I hope they've been listening this week.
I mean,
it was crossed up.
Too far from them. Hell, it was an hour 28 for me again.
I just hope they saw it. I hope they don't get to Sugar Land. Boy, they'll be hot.
Oh, my. Did we?
I've been trying. You know what? I should hit him up. I think I got Steve's phone number. I'll hit up Steve to make sure them fools don't drive out to Sugar Land. I may be too late at this point.
Man, you better let him know, man.
Shannon, she'll walk in there cussing.
She'll let you know about it. She's going to let you know about it, no doubt. You and whoever's producing the show at the time.
All right. No, it's a good time to be had out here. All right, Clint, you said this. There's been a lot going on, even though we haven't heard from him a lot, which is you know, a bit of a difference from last year.
There they are. Listen,
they got it. Spoke them up. They said we ain't missing this. But a lot of conversation about CJ. We heard from PFF, who had him as the 14th ranked quarterback. We've heard from different sources out here about where they see CJ Stroud and him coming off of his first 2 years. But there's something that is really bugging you overall, something that is really getting on your nerves about what's surrounding CJ Stroud, at least the conversation.
Well, look, I mean, I'm as critical. I just feel like that's just me by nature, right? It's no particular reason. It's just me by nature, especially when it's in my wheelhouse and we're talking football and we're talking quarterback play. So, I mean, I'm all about being critical. But I'm just a firm believer in doing your due diligence and having something, you know, to support your opinions, positive or negative. And I keep hearing this, and the sophomore slump associated with CJ Stroud. And look, I understand it's one of those. It's just easy to go to because you know his second year in the league, it wasn't as good as his first year in the league. But I don't know why. But the more, I guess, the closer we get to the season, I start to hear that more often, and it just bugs the hell out of me because it's not true. I mean, if your definition of a sophomore slump is your second year wasn't as impressive statistically as your first year, or even stylistically as your first year, then cool. But that's not what I – when I hear that, I think took a step back. I hear disappointing.
Well, you're a sophomore slump.
Yeah, I don't know why, but that just –
But does take a step back have to be disappointing? I feel like I just think he didn't have the year he had last year, and there were some steps back.
It was a total different year. There's no doubt about it that it was a step back. But I don't look at that as a CJ Stroud step back. I think had the system stayed the same and had they not shifted into this aggressive approach offensively and went out and got all these five-headed monster weapons and had they been able to protect just a little bit, you know, I mean, better than you know, a team not named the Chicago Bears, and we'd be okay. So there's a lot more to the equation with CJ Stroud. I love the stylistic conversation about how CJ needs to play and should play. But when I hear sophomore slump, I hear a guy that came out. It would be a guy that comes out and in year one carries a team the way that CJ did 2 years ago, or you look at Jaden Daniels last year with Commanders, and then all of a sudden in the next year, everything around him is pretty similar, but because of something he's not doing, the way he's seeing the field or the way he's throwing the football or the way he's turning the football over, boy, he really regressed back to this guy that, man, he's young in the league, man. This guy's young. He's not mature. He needs to develop. And I just don't – that's not C.J. Stroud to me. I think they made some piss-poor decisions, and I think that includes C.J. Stroud a little bit last year. I think they tried to fix something that wasn't broke by being more aggressive and all that, but that was from the top all the way down. That's not C.J. So I guess when I hear it, it frustrates me because I don't believe that's – the case with CJ Stroud.
Yeah, I don't get the feel that CJ Stroud has gotten to a place of where I like, oh, that first year was a fluke.
Right.
I don't think that. Maybe that's what you hear a little bit of when you hear a slump, like, oh, that's the outlier. I don't think that is the case. But I mean, if you look at it across, completion percentage down, yards down, touchdowns down, interceptions way up from 5 to 12. Right, and you know, there was some changes. Again, I think you can't mention the conversation without mentioning the conversation of the pressure that he was under, you know, from his offensive line perspective. Like, that obviously went in. The sacks are way up, you know, from his rookie year. So I don't think it's a I don't believe CJ can be what I thought he could be after year one. I don't think we're there to that point. But there was some steps, a step back. But that doesn't, to me, necessarily mean, like, man, it's a disappointment. You know what? No, it's a little bit of a disappointment that it didn't go to the next level, right? We're last year, Clint, we're in a situation where it was like, yo, this dude may flirt with being in the top five. You know, I mean, there were people legit having conversations like, maybe he's better than Josh Allen. Maybe he's better than, you know, some of these guys that Justin Herbert, all these guys. Maybe he's legit already there, better than those guys. Hell, we had people picking him for the MVP and all of that. And that kind of didn't happen with, yes, stuff around him. But as you have said also, and I've said, some of the stuff, you know, it got away from him too. So I still believe that C.J. Stroud can be everything we thought he could be after year one. I do. That's why I think this year is a big year. And I'll be honest with you, I cannot wait. Like, I am excited. I am really – I don't know if there's anything more intriguing almost for me right now with this season in Houston than to see C.J. Stroud. Clint, you know players. He hears this.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
this is a deal of Jaden Daniels that passed him up. People up here talking about Brock Purdy's better than him. Baker's better than him. You know there is no chance in hell. We've watched C.J. C.J. has some swagger and belief. There is no chance in hell C.J. believes that what people are saying about the 14th best quarterback. I bet that pisses – well, we ain't heard from him, but I bet that pisses him smooth off. And this year, now he's got more control. Like, we should potentially see Clint, C.J. Stroud – like, if he is that dude, which I think we all believe he can be, if he is that dude, we should be in for some sort of a receipt, C.J. Stroud-like type season coming back if he's that guy, which I think a lot of us believe. That's why I cannot wait to see how he reacts and responds to everything that's being said about him. He's been forgotten.
Look, I think as it pertains to the sophomore slump part. I don't view last year as C.J. slumped. I don't view last year as C.J. Stroud went from being the reason you were winning games to the reason you were losing games. Like I said, the box score is obviously different. He got sacked a million times. It was under pressure constantly. It's going to look different. You know, I still look at that team, and the only reason you won 10 games is because C.J. Stroud was able to hold it down a good chunk of the time. Now, the defense was great, don't get me wrong, but like C.J. Stroud was able to hold it down a good chunk of the time. So I don't know. I just the thought of sophomore slump I typically reserve for somebody that doesn't play good football, that doesn't give his team a chance to win, that's not a bright, you know, a shining light on that side of the football. And I think C.J. Stroud, you know, did the best he could under those circumstances, especially the more we think we understand about Bobby Slowick, the old tyrant, and how he was handling things.
Yeah. No, man, this will be – I don't think – and I wonder how many people think, like, man, I don't believe he can get to what we thought he could be. I think that, but that first year, maybe that was a fluke. Now, I think that noise, Clint, will rise if this year doesn't match what we think he could be. I think that conversation will rise. I don't think people are there yet, but I do think people have kind of pushed him and brushed him to the side.
The most difficult thing that CJ's got to do or is going to have to do, right? And I think a lot of players, especially a lot of quarterbacks, they get in trouble with this. Is if he, for whatever reason, can't get it through his head that he needs to play the game the way that he played it his first year. Whether he's communicating or not, like all that kind of stuff is important, but whether if he can't approach the game that way, and if this continues to be aggressive, throw the football down the field, stretch the field, and hey, this year the only difference is I'm going to protect myself. I'm going to be the one communicating. I've got more control, then we're going to be in trouble. I think CJ's going to be in trouble. The question to me is – mentality and stylistically, which quarterback do you get? We've seen two different quarterbacks.
We've
seen two different mentalities. We've seen two different offenses. Look, and it wasn't just him. Bobby Slowick was talking about it too. Bobby changed his approach offensively from year one to year two. And so I think that has more to do with it than, boy, I'm concerned whether CJ can or can't. I think it's about the, the approach.
A couple of texts coming in. I think year two struggles will be more of a benefit for him than another year of things going smooth for him. Like you said, pressure is a privilege. Also texting in, CJ did not have a bad year. He had two first-string receivers go down, a below-average front line, and a tight end that stunk up the place. You know, I don't think there are arguments to that. I think I think all three of his receivers found themselves to miss significant time.
He had those same issues year one.
But that's what I was going to say to me, Clint, is what people saw him as is a guy that would find a way to fix that.
Yep.
That's what people saw him to be, as you know, as I call it, a fixer. People saw him to be somebody that will be able to withstand. And Clint, they won 10 games, so maybe he did the best he could. But I think people thought he would be able to overcome that more and in a better place than he did. And at times, let's just be, you know, call a spade, at times he didn't help the scenario at times. I think he took chances, as you said, he tried to he was into the pushing it down the field thing too. So
I've said it a million times. You want problems with the Texans to be fixed. The number one thing that can do that, the number one thing that can answer all the questions about, can D'Amico Ryans find the right offensive coordinator? Can he get it figured out on offense? Is Nick Caley worth a damn as an offensive play caller? The one thing that can drastically change that in a positive way is C.J. Stroud's mentality. If we go to a training camp and the first time we talk to the media, or he talks to the media, we're hearing aggressive, stretch the field, protect better, give me more time, all that kind of stuff, instead of, hey, man, I'm going to protect myself, you know, then just pay attention to it. Could be a problem.
All right, coming up as we continue here, lineup is out for a big game two against the Mariners. We'll pass that along to you. And we gotta start taking this guy even more serious. Where is this thing going to finish for him? We'll discuss what that means coming up next.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
All right, welcome back in as we are live here. Shout out to Shannon and Steve. They have made it eight straight. They've made eight stops, all eight stops. They have made it. And, yes, that's right, you can hear them. Tyler can hear them in the Cayman Islands. By the way, still no photo. No photo of Tyler in his Speedo that I said yesterday.
I don't know why the thought of it immediately makes me laugh.
And if I know Tyler at 3:27 by the time now, he's probably feeling real good.
What time zone is the Cayman Islands?
I ain't got it for you. I ain't got it. Steve said, don't look this way. Hell, I ain't got it. I ain't got it. But hey, our bugs are out, so you can get you some bugs as well. Order them up as we'll see how they look, man. They got all kinds of their legendary flavors. They got three different flavors. You can get hot, regular hot, and then super hot as well. Extra spicy,
big style. City style, extra spicy style, firehouse style.
Yeah, so you can get that good heat if you want to, and then wash it down with a cold drink as well. I see them. They got a bucket of beer, so they're out here having a good time. It's a Friday. Why not? TVs everywhere. Come hang out and have a good time. And you may be able to pick up and watch the Astros tonight as they got a big game against the Mariners. And Ryan Gusto is going to go. And, Clint, here is the lineup tonight. By the way, you missed it. I did lineups yesterday.
That's about right. That's about right.
For me, that was on me.
That's about right. You do it when I'm out. You don't do it when you're supposed to.
Last Friday, that was on me.
And then when I'm out, you do it.
Now, as a leader – that was on me last Friday. Lance pitched last Friday, and, you know, I forgot about it. Now, I will say no one else reminded me, but that's okay. But that's on me. I'm not putting that out there. I'm not saying you should have. You could have.
Yeah. Tyler, I'm tired of mentioning it, man.
Tyler, as a producer, certainly could have.
I think it should be a daily.
We can't.
Game day routine.
No, we can't do that now. We can't.
As much
that.
As this lineup changes, it would be a challenge.
You should have heard, man. I had to get one for O'Cam Smith. Had to get one for – you know, Christian Walker got the
silent treatment.
He got the just saying his name. We had a good time, but they got a dub. Here is the lineup today for the Astros. The Patty Droppers.
It's 3:29 in Cayman Islands.
Is it 3:29?
Same time.
Who told you that time?
The old white guy.
Oh, you know, Andy, the old white guy that's got the weather and the time.
Weather and time zones, baby. The old white guy. Traffic too.
Under 2 minutes. Andy had the time. So now he should be ripe to be ready to go
with
that.
Ain't no doubt.
But the Astros lineup tonight, Pena leading off, big triple last night. Paredes, see if he can continue to stay hot. And Altuve, who had been struggling, two huge homers yesterday. He's in the three spot, and he's playing in the outfield, left field today. Diaz is catching tonight. He had two big hits yesterday. And Christian Walker is still in the lineup, batting fifth at first base. Caratini, who's starting to get hot too. Another one. You said Caratini about to start making this thing a little hairy if he keeps hitting the way he does. And then when Yordan comes back, you got to find a way to put him somewhere. But Caratini, who had a good night, is at the DH. And Jake Myers, who continues to hit over 300, is batting eighth. Cam Smith in the lineup. And then Dubon is at second base. So that is the lineup tonight. And, Clint, as we look at this big series tonight, and we look at this thing, Clint, I will continue to bring him up, and I feel like I should, because I have been the one that just absolutely crushed Jake Myers. I have been one that has been like, yo, man, what are they doing here? I don't see it. I don't see why, you know, he has just gotten it. And listen, I'll be honest, I still stand by the thought of I think Chaz and Mauricio Dubon did things to earn that spot, but they clearly saw things in a different level. And, Clint, we are moving to Memorial Day. which means we are getting to June. We're 2 months into this sucker. And, Clint, Jake Myers has arguably been the best hitter on this team. It's an argument. I think Jeremy Pena has been that, but his slash line is better than anybody else's on the team, you could argue. He's got the best average. Only Paredes has a better on-base percentage. And, I mean, he's 304, 366, and 426 slash line, man. Now, he could hit for more power. You'd like to have more extra base hits. But, damn it, Jake is 2 months into this sucker. We're 50 games even in this puppy, and he's hitting over 300 and not slowing down, right? He, to be honest, deserves to hit over Christian Walker. Maybe a few other guys. I just like, where do you think, because people kept texting us in his game, the thought of this is, this thing ain't going to continue. Jake ain't going to continue to do this. Jake ain't going to. Where do you think, and you can text in 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, jump in on this. Where do you think this thing finishes for Jake? I'm at a point now where I feel comfortable saying we ain't about to see Jake. Maybe I shouldn't say this, but I don't think we're about to go down there and see 212 Jake or the 209 Jake. I don't know if he's going to hit over 300, but where do you think this ends for Jake? Is this him really turning a corner right now?
Yeah, I think he's turned a corner.
I do too.
I think he's turned a corner. He did have a huge hot stretch last year, huge as in it was big for him, not it lasted longer, but in the month of May last year, he was absolutely tremendous as well. But this one just feels different for me. I had my Jake Myers moment last night. I saw what I needed to see last night from Jake Myers. And we've talked about it before, and maybe I'm wrong for it, maybe a little too judgmental. I've always thought that Jake was I'll use the term insecure, lacked confidence, just wasn't just 100% belief in himself yet. Like, he just, everything he did, the up close access, the little bit of access they gave us last year when him and Kyle Tucker and some of the guys were just kind of chirping at each other in the backfield, I mean in the outfield, just kind of chirping around a little bit. It just never seemed like Buddy was comfortable in anything that he did.
Yeah. Like, he was still getting adjusted to being in the majors.
I had my moment last night, Ron. When he took a – I can't remember if it was a tough pitch or if it was an 0-2 count. I can't remember what he did, but it was a tough situation he was in when he got one of the singles. I don't remember how many hits he had last night, but he got a single that was looked like he didn't get it in the sweet spot or anything, but he pushed it over the shortstop's head into shallow left center for a single. And he ran it out first base, got back to first base, and his celebration, his fist pump when he looked back at the dugout.
And look confident?
It was different.
A little swag. It was different.
I put myself in that dugout, and I looked up, and I was like, if I were in a dugout and I just looked at Jake Myers, look over here and give that, I'm in. He moved me. I'm off the bench, and I'm like, hell yeah, Jake, let's go.
He moved you.
Every time to that point, I would have rolled my eyes at Jake Myers. I'm just being dead honest. I'm being dead honest with everybody out here. Everything I've seen Jake Myers do to this point was an eye roll for me. When I saw that look after that single, it was good at bat. Not a great hit, but it was a hit. And it was one of them look at the dugout, fist pump, like, let's get it, boys. And I bought him.
Like, I'm
right,
in. I'm
right,
in.
Right yeah. then and there, I
like
bought
he
him.
Looked like he a guy who believed he could hit 300.
It looked like a guy that thought
– go ahead,
that,
Jake.
That's sitting there instead of being, thank you, Jesus, I got a hit. it was a guy that was like, why in the hell did I put myself in that 0-2 spot? Why'd I swing at that tough pitch to hit right there? But damn it, I got to hit. Good things are happening. Let's ride, boys.
Like, he knows what he's going. So, yeah.
Last night it was the moment for me, man. I'm as silly as it sounds. I'm dead ass serious.
Just watching his approach, and I know this is early. Watching his approach, like, I'm to a point. I'd be surprised if this thing drops to 250. Like, I think to me, Jake feels like he's going to hit around at the least 270. Like, it may drop to that. I think he's playing between 270 and 300. There may be
I'll take a 250
a stretch.
Twice on Sunday.
But I think right now, as you just talked about, Jake is going up there not just He ain't just going up there just saying, okay, let's make contact wherever it goes. I'm just going to run as hard as I can. Like, I've watched Jake go the other way with pitches on purpose where you could see him.
Yep.
So he has a plan and is looking at this thing differently. So shout out to Jake, man, for doing this.
I had
this
a moment. I had a Jake Myers moment.
Now I
can understand why my mother likes Jake so much. Yep. I'm finally in the same place with her.
You remember when everybody's laughing at Rafael Devers? He just went deep again. They're up 16-3, by the way. He's hitting 300 and just going crazy right now. Dude, it's
looks like that old DH. Well, hell, it looks like a damn position player's pitching, Ron.
Well,
what are we doing?
It's 16-3. That's where we are.
Andy could throw that thing harder than that guy just threw it.
No, he couldn't. All right, coming
right
up
now.
As we continue here live, by the way, we will hook somebody up in this hour, our second Academy Sports and Outdoors $25 gift card. We'll hook somebody up with that. If you have not signed your name in our raffle box, you might want to do so you can have a chance to win a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. We're doing it once an hour, and I am enjoying watching this couple right here try to figure out who's going to go up there and sign this thing. My man has broke his neck to send her up to that raffle box multiple times. Go sign that thing right there. Get that neck. So maybe they might be our next winner. We'll do that coming up at the end of this hour. But I've got to – it happened again. Clint, you weren't here. I cannot wait to tell you, but it happened again to me yesterday, and like I'm think I might just have to quit. I think I might have to quit again. I know y'all mean well, but
you're not a quitter, man. You're not a quitter.
I mean, I'm at to change course. We'll talk about that coming up next.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
All right, welcome back again at the end of this segment. There you go, clap it up. There you go, having a good time. Welcome back at the end of this segment. We will have our second winner of an Academy gift card, $25 to Academy Sports and Outdoors. we'll do that. And if you have not filled your name out, you might want to get there before we hook somebody up with our second one. And the bugs are out. You can get the bugs out here. The bugs are all right. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Steve and Shannon said they're pretty good. Clint's got an itch. I can see it.
Anytime I see him, I got an itch.
Yeah, he's got an itch. So
we're talking about crawfish, by the way.
Yes, not chlamydia.
There was a day when other things may have. You brought that into the mix.
I thought you were going to shake it off. I didn't think you were going to say, there was a day when chlamydia.
There was just a day when it was more than crawfish that turned me on a bitch, you know? There was a day.
It is. But come on out, have a good time, and hang out with us, and do your thing. So it'll be a good time out here. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. TV's everywhere. You want to watch the Astros. You want to watch the playoffs tonight, the Knicks and the Pacers. That's been an entertaining series. You can check that out right here at Big City Wings, Copperfield location. I see you out there, another regular walking in to enjoy himself. All right, Clint, it happened again. Now, you weren't here yesterday. Byron, you weren't here yesterday either.
I was listening, though. I did not. I think I saw this on your social media. Did I see it on your social media?
I had to put it on. So, you know, obviously, we did our way in. Steven was completely off, had me at 370, was a rumor. And Shannon was closer. I think she had me at 330, maybe. Maybe it was 370, 330. Maybe it was 305, 330. 20, maybe whatever it was. But, you know, if you're listening every Monday, as we said, it started with me. I need to get some of this weight off, and I feel like needing to have that pressure and having that motivation of getting on the scale and having many of the haters out there who are cheering for my demise and wanted me to gain weight. And someone texted, I think he's going to put on 20. What a great person that is. Or the supporters that we have. I feel like that motivation to face is a big time. And then Clint got on the scale and said, well, hell, I got to jump in this too. And so we're trying to drop a combined 20 plus pounds by Tuesday when we come back in. We'll weigh in every single Monday after that at 3 o'clock until we get this thing right.
I'm gonna be honest, if
you're feeling good, you're gonna hold up your end?
I know I'm gonna more than hold up my end. That's where I was gonna go with it. I got on the scale this morning. I feel really good about holding up my end and maybe even giving you a little slack. I don't want that to affect your weekend. Now, don't go out there bull jiving this weekend.
I got a cornhole competition coming up tomorrow. I got a little Memorial Day action, so we got to
it's going to be a big challenge. But I mean, stuff like this ain't gonna ever come easy. Ain't nothing worth a damn ever come easy now.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I jumped on there the other day too, and I'm telling you, I'm holding mine.
Yeah, we may even get more.
I just say that, you know, I'm holding mine. But, you know, I change some things up. So I'm getting out, you know, every day I'm getting out and you know, either going to I'm walking to the gym, doing my workout there and then walking back. Or, you know, I'm getting in. I got 3 miles in yesterday.
Okay.
And so yesterday, many people who listened to the show heard, as I said, I'm maybe 5-10 minutes into my workout. And I'm just running across the street. You know, I did a little walk run, run across the street. Young lady, 3 cars back at a stop sign, rolled her window down and gave me an applause.
A little encouragement.
Gave me an applause and said, great, you're doing great. You're doing great. Don't give up. You're doing great. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I wonder what this broad say this to you know, if you were just running down there, or maybe she just keep on going. But she looked at me and said, "I know his big ass needs some support. I know he needs some support." And like the clapping there was a little much, man. Just let me go ahead and do my thing, man.
out the window clap.
Like roll your window down to start the clap to let everybody else know. Look at this big joker.
Probably
come
coach's
on,
daughter.
Help him out, baby. Help him out, folks. Like we in some damn marathon. I ain't got no numbers on the front of my shirt. You ain't handing out waters and fruit. Just go on and keep your ass in your car. I know it. It felt like, damn, I know this big joker needs some. He looked like he's about to quit. What you mean don't give up? Clint, I walked to the gym today. Black dude comes out. He was in there working out too. We walk out at the same time. He getting his Jeep Renegade. Yeah, I'm going to put you out there, that white Jeep Renegade that you're driving around in. And I'm walking back, jog across the street. My man come through, roll his window down. Hey, big man, you got it. You got this, big man. He said, I know it's hot out here, but you gonna feel good once you get done. And again, like, we're at a gym that's kind of a park connected, so this it's about 10 people out there. Like, Clint, dog, I'm serious, man. I'm done. I'm not working out outside anymore.
No, yes, you are.
No, I'm not. I'm gonna go in. I'm gonna do my Peloton. I'm gonna go in and just drive.
Just start flipping
there.
Them off when they do it. But you I'm start just flipping saying, them off
again.
Take your skinny ass on.
And again, just like that broad yesterday, I think that's me. Just like the lady yesterday, I believe they meant it.
Good intentions.
Intention. But, dude, man, like, you just treat me like the other walkers and joggers out there. Treat me like that. I'm pulling my headsets out, my earphones out, because I'm trying to hear you. You're trying to get me, and you rolling down your window. What the hell? And both of them had parting shots to me that pissed me off. What you mean don't give up? Do I just look like I'm about to just take my shoes off and call an Uber to take me on home? Jesus, my man gonna say it's hot out here, but it's gonna feel good. What you think? I ain't never been out here in 90 degrees. You think I have no idea? I mean, I would just
give up
again. I just
do. I look like I was throwing the towel.
I just yes. That's what I'm saying, man. I gotta take a look at my outfit. What am I? Well, am I? Do I have a look of somebody? Damn, man, that guy's gotta give up. If I'm not the one to roll my window down to say something to him, man, he might just shut it down.
Somebody's got to say something, man. He's ain't gonna make it home. Hey, my only question is, do you know if they were listeners or not?
They were not listeners. They weren't.
Well, because I –
trust me, that lady with them broad shoulders who could have had her ass out there walking with me, I'm just being honest. she wasn't no listener. And that fella, I'm pretty confident he wasn't a listener. I mean, I saw him in the gym. Yeah. He was getting after it, but he wasn't no listener.
Yeah, I mean, look, it feels like there may have been a listener and kind of the way you presented of like, man, I got to do something. They may feel like you needed a little. They may have heard.
But Clint, if you were a listener, I would think, hey, show man, I listen to you every day. Like, hey, man, you got this. That's a different thing. No, man,
they weren't listening.
You'd have got me in front. You got me in front of 10 people, like singing. I felt like everybody's about to give me a standing ovation. Hey, man, look at this big dude. He got out there. He's doing it, guys. Come on. I thought people were gonna start running with me. I'm just saying, leave me the hell alone. All right, I'm trying to listen. I'm just trying to listen to my podcast. And yes, damn it, it's hard. Yes, yes, I'm sweating. I'm hot. Yes, I want to get it over with. But the last thing I need you to do is to open up your car window and let everybody in the vicinity know, hey, guys, that big fella right there, that dude right there, he needs some help. He might be dressed in all black, but it ain't just, he's trying to hide it. Come on now, he needs some help.
Hey, she's gonna have the whole line of cars at the stoplight tomorrow. Be clapping for you.
Yeah. Text line coming through. Dude was just trying to encourage you. Stop being so sensitive. Again, as I said, I understand. I believe they were trying to be nice. I believe it was good intentions. But again, I don't know why you think somebody outside. If you would view that person is somebody, I don't know why you would think. Rolling my window down to tell that person, like you wouldn't do to anybody else, to tell that person to do that. Stop it. If Clint has that ever happened to you, Clint? Have you ever been running and jogging and somebody's rolled their window down to you and told you? That's what I'm telling you, Clint. I am not going to go outside and do it again. I'm not going to work out outside. No. I'm not going to quit working out. I'm not going to go out and work out.
There's been multiple times where I felt like I needed that, though.
I'm just telling you.
I hate cardio.
Until I get into the – You don't need me to roll my window down and give you encouragement and motivation. Wait, that'd be the next time I go outside and roll out there.
I just don't think it's going to happen. I think you'll be back out there tomorrow. I think you'll be back out there getting it.
I'm just like, what the hell? What the hell is going on? What you got coming up in the fourth?
Well, the Astros had a big day. Big day yesterday to start this Mariners four-game set here. They win 9-2. There's a few things that happened that made me feel damn good. I'm sure – they moved the entire Astros fan base. I gotta know, was it Lance McCullers or Jose Altuve that made you feel better yesterday as a fan? We'll talk about that next right here on Sports Radio 610.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.